Welcome to Can I Offer You Some Feedback? My name is Sara, and this is the podcast for those who have a complicated relationship with feedback and are looking to hear from real people across levels and industries with their ideas, perspectives, and best practices on feedback. Before we dive in, I'd like to introduce our guest on the podcast today, Jackie. She's a customer success manager at an open source software company. Welcome to the conversation today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So let's kick things off with the main question of the podcast. When I say the phrase, can I offer you some feedback? What's your gut reaction when you hear that?
My gut reaction to that statement is I recoil. That is a statement that I don't really want to hear, typically used in the context of delivering negative feedback. I don't know if that phrase has been used that I've witnessed for positive feedback. So I think that probably rightfully so, everyone has a bit of a negative reaction when they hear those words.
Right.
I don't know that you always have to. Certainly the topic that we'll discuss and, you know, that you've been covering in these episodes is worth making this part of a normal part of professional culture and actually creating a space for feedback to be regularly delivered. But I think still that phrase is triggering probably for a lot of people.
Yeah. And you're absolutely right. Most folks that I talk to do have that kind of response. And it's interesting that feedback has been framed into either positive or negative, not constructive or supportive, or, you know, it's automatically assumed that it must be one or the other. But I'm curious, when you think about feedback, do you prefer to be the giver or the receiver of feedback?
It certainly depends on the relationship to the individual that I'm speaking with. I think I have a little bit more of a proclivity for giving feedback because I do think deeply about it. And I certainly try to approach it with empathy, curiosity, and I think I maybe trust myself to do that, you know, depending again on the relationship that we're talking about. In some professional settings, I haven't felt that as the receiver. I trust myself to really make a best effort and, you know, create a safe space for whatever type of feedback is being communicated. But I more or less just don't necessarily trust that people are thinking about it as deeply as maybe I am.
And I think you're touching on kind of pieces and parts of this. When you think about meaningful feedback, you've already mentioned the empathy, you've already mentioned the curiosity, the assuming with best intent. Are there other components that you kind of fold into that meaningful feedback?
I think meaningful feedback seeks to be aware, an expectation that is not being met. Let's say that it's constructive feedback. It's some kind of corrective conversation that you're having. To be meaningful, I think that person needs to, one, be seen, acknowledging a strength of theirs or something that they did well. Priming it with that can be really meaningful. As the giver, you're saying, I see you. I see the work that you're doing. I see the effort that you're making. And now here's this expectation that I want to talk to you about. Here's the definition of what we're looking for. Here's why it's important. And here's what I observed of your performance. Here's what I heard you say in this situation. And if that's not quite meeting that expectation or perceived to not be, then I think that meaningful feedback is going to deliver clear mismatch of expectation.
I love that you're bringing up the expectation component. I think a lot of times when folks provide feedback that's either not meaningful or not supported, it doesn't have the framework behind it, right? That like we have already reviewed the like how, or we've reviewed the approach, or we have a framework or a methodology. The expectation has not been set. And so to the receiver, it can feel like, well, you just don't like it, rather than it's not meeting the standard, or it's not meeting the protocol, or it's not meeting, again, the set expectation that we've talked about. It's not like, I don't feel like it. It's something different than that. So I like that you're connecting that. I'm wondering, based on your description, again, of this meaningful feedback, if you could provide, totally anonymous, of course, a time where you've either seen meaningful feedback delivered or you've experienced receiving meaningful feedback, thoughts come to mind?
You know, I was coming out of a situation where I was reporting to someone where the feedback relationship was not very strong, and I had had a pretty negative experience with that. And so the contrast was really striking with my current manager. So we have regular check-ins. You know, he does create a structure for feedback, and he's very clear about it. He'll give it in a written way and also talk it out. He's very encouraging of, you know, kind of the work that I'm doing. I feel seen by him. I feel like he's given me enough of a mirror of, hey, I see what you're doing at the company. I see these strengths. I see, you know, the way that you're managing these customers and these relationships and all of these kind of heavy demands. And then when it comes time for, hey, I think you're doing too much work, or, you know, or something along those lines, where, you know, there is some action to be taken on my part from what he's delivering. I am hearing that, you know, I am in a space where I'm not hearing it from a point of being fearful. I'm not hearing it from a point of being defensive. You know, there's sort of a space that we've entered where this is safe. And also, here's something constructive. Here's something that can be improved upon. Here's something that can help your quality of life alongside doing a good job at work. You know, that's been meaningful.
Yeah. And I think, you know, what you're describing in that way is when we talk about receiving feedback from folks we trust, or that we believe, or that, you know, have some credibility for us, whatever the credibility that they've established is, that they've demonstrated, as you touched on earlier, that they see us, meaning like they get us, they get our work, they understand our contributions, right? It's not feedback out of context, right? If you meet some person you've never met before at a conference and they're like, you suck at your job, you're like, dude, you don't know me. Like, you know, like, okay. It's not feedback to receive. But if someone who works alongside you every day is like, I don't know, like something's up, like that's a different, obviously you don't want to hear it in the same way, but it means something different because they know you, they know the work you put in, they know the time you're investing, they know your intent is there. And so that's part of that foundation building of that like trust in the relationship that's required in order to have that meaningful conversation. And I think, as you're saying, it is something that takes a lot of time to do. It is investing in the relationship so that later you can pull from it and be able to give a little bit more critical conversation or give some other feedback, which might be harder to hear. It's hard to do that if you've got nothing to base it on, if you've got no foundation of that regular conversation. So I'm wondering, you know, I don't have the power of giving out wishes, but if I were to be giving out wishes, what would be one thing that you would hope that other people could do better regarding feedback?
There does need to be the structure for feedback. And I currently work in a company where this is the first time we don't have performance reviews. And not that that's the be all end all of feedback. In fact, I think that it's a very, very small part of, you know, some kind of reflection on how effective you are at work. But I do think that there needs to be space and sort of a normalcy created for giving and receiving feedback. And I think that the company I work for currently does that in some other ways, just not necessarily in this structure of an annual performance evaluation. Only recently in my career, across several different roles, you know, I've kind of changed my career a couple different times at this point. And as soon as I got into this current role, which was very new to me, I came from healthcare, I came from data analysis, research, and now I'm working in a software company. There's so much to take forward from those other roles, but this is very new. And if I didn't do well at it initially, I would kind of be like, yeah, this is a very different world that I'm working in. And so what I did out the gate was identify someone who I perceived to be a little more senior to me, but in the same role. And I said, would you be my mentor? Can we set up recurring meetings? Here are the things that I would want to discuss. And also just kind of open up this channel of feedback of, you know, how can I do this better? What you see in my interactions with our team, with customers, what do you see that are my blind spots or my weak points or any number of things? And so I think that I would encourage everyone to do exactly that, to welcome feedback, whether that's someone who's trusted or even someone who you just really respect in the world around you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you've shared that under the like understanding and acknowledgement that sometimes we have to ask for that. We have to set up systems for ourselves to be able to explore that. You've recognized this is an opportunity for you in this career and how you can kind of solicit some of that feedback to know, am I on the right step? Is it working in the way that I want it to? Well, for our last question in our time together, Jackie, can I offer you some feedback?
I'm recoiling. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean,
absolutely.
I know our listeners are about to find out. We've known each other for many years and have kind of circled back in our relationships in a number of different ways. And one of the things that you've even mentioned today a little bit in conversation and variety of topics that we've covered, I sense a great deal of fluidity from you. And what I mean by that is it's very easy to pick up. It's very easy to continue continue. It's very easy to go from task to task, from topic to topic. And I've also noticed this in your career as well, right? When the door opens, water rushes through it. And when you've had the opportunity to either, as you said, you know, talked about your nursing career, this career is different, but also similar, right? There are some connections, there are some skills that are shared. And so I think about this in the context of the frame with which you can provide to other folks, right? You have so many of these career steps that you've taken along the way and the lens in which the way you view your work. I know you picked nursing for a couple of your examples, but nursing is customer care. I've always appreciated in our conversations, as I said, that fluidity and being able to pick up, to move from topic to topic. And I think it takes a lot of, not sure how much effort on your side, but it feels effortless to converse, to have dialogue, to move through difficult conversations with ease. And I really appreciate that you have that skill around creating the environment where things can feel fluid, at least for me. And I know I've really appreciated that over the many years that we've known each other. It just always feels kind of very natural, very comfortable. And I hope that others on your team can feel that, whatever team you're working with. I'm sure your clients and customers see that as well. But I know I wanted to say thank you for that.
Thank you. That is very kind and that is heard and I really appreciate it.
Well, Jackie, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. And thanks to you for joining us in another episode of Can I Offer You Some Feedback? You can reach me at podcast@mod.network. We would love to hear from you and your thoughts on feedback or any other perspectives you'd like to hear from next. As always, give us a quick rating on your platform of choice and share this podcast with a friend. And I'm hoping that tomorrow you take a chance and offer some feedback when it's needed most. Can I Offer You Some Feedback is a production of Evergreen Podcasts, hosted by me, Sara Esmail-Baghi Bartlett. Our production team includes Nyjah Golladay and Gray Longfellow. We'll see you next time.
Hi there. I'm Heather Drago.
And I'm Sarah Saunders.
We host the podcast, That's a Hard No, about saying no and setting boundaries.
So you can become that true and empowered you that this world needs. Saying no isn't just okay.
It's the key to living an authentic, fulfilling life.
I'm a licensed professional clinical counselor. So while this podcast is in no way a replacement for one-on-one therapy, I suppose I know what I'm talking about.
I'd say so. We talk about learning to say no and set healthy boundaries and how it impacts mental health, physical health, relationships, parenthood, and more.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and visit our website, hardnopodcast.com.
We're here to help you find your no and say it unapologetically.
That's a hard no.